Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
All right, if you're getting your last meal, this is something, I mean, this is as cliched as it gets. You're going to have a last meal. You're on death row.
Yeah.
What are you asking for?
Hot wings. The menu at the Cheesecake Factory.
The whole thing? You want it to last?
Want everything. Okay. Yeah, I want my, it's going to take me 19 days to eat all the food.
Kelly, what about you?
Y'all, I've told y'all this, Salisbury steak and scalloped potatoes.
Okay.
I still can't believe that, like, what you want for your last meal is a hamburger.
Specifically my mom's Salisbury steak, where she uses steak. Not hamburger.
So your mom has to cook for you before you're put to death?
You asked about what I'd want my last meal.
I guess if you want your mama's cooking.
I want my mama's cooking.
By the way, last week when we did the It's My List, we talked about best foods to eat when you're drunk. Late at night. And the one you said, Kelly, about cold noodles with white sauce.
Cold fettuccine Alfredo with shrimp.
And a guy wrote in before the show this morning, and I can't find it because it was so long ago, but he said, like when I was training for my marathon, when I was running the marathon on Saturday, I thought I would listen to the podcast and get caught up, and everything was going great. I really enjoyed It's My List. But at mile 17, I struggled when Kelly brought up eating cold pasta and
leftover pasta,
white sauce,
yeah,
with
that's
shrimp.
What happened to Michael Scott when he was running. He had fettuccine.
That was fresh fettuccine Alfredo before 5K, and it was for a great cause.
Yes, rabies.
Rabies awareness.
Yeah.
But
because of Meredith.
He said he struggled a little bit with that, but when you said pick up a big chunk and take a bite out of it like a sandwich.
Oh, man.
He said he nearly puked and switched to music.
See, I like to make people feel things. But y'all know what I'm talking about when it's frozen in the to-go box.
Yeah, I know. I didn't like it then.
No.
Steve, what was your last meal?
I think I'm
fresh moods.
I'm going with
Rita's
the,
water ice
with the stereotypical like steak and potatoes. I want like a filet mignon.
Mm-hmm.
But normally when you go to a restaurant, you order a filet mignon and it's like 6 ounce, maybe 8 ounce. Yeah. I want like a 42-ounce filet mignon.
Yeah.
Some really, really good mashed potatoes, asparagus. And then I'm definitely doing some kind of cake type thing for dessert.
Yeah.
Although that guy, ever since yesterday when that guy called in and he was talking about the cannoli that housed 200 other cannoli.
The 3-foot cannoli. Made of cannoli.
The cannoli of cannolis.
Yeah, that's been on my mind.
Maitland, what about you?
I don't know. I think I would do, there's this restaurant in Jackson called Rocky Top. It's a barbecue place.
Ooh.
And you can do basically a pulled pork sandwich in a bowl. So I get, but instead of a bun, it's like on top of fries. So I do sweet potato fries, pulled pork, coleslaw. And then with each bite, they have 6 different barbecue sauces at the table. So each bite, I drizzle a different sauce on it.
Ooh. I don't think they're going to let you go to the barbecue joint when you're on death row.
Right, but bring me all the barbecue and all the sauces.
Yeah,
and I would do that.
That was pretty easily solved.
Yeah.
I feel like
yeah,
I should have been able to get that
on my
simple.
Own. Pretty simple. Yeah, I think that's probably the case with all the restaurant foods.
And they also have fried asparagus as an appetizer.
How are we going to get it there? Asparagus? They don't grow asparagus.
That was the modern, where do they get the pizza boxes?
Where do you get a pizza box? man. Yeah.
There's no McDonald's inside the prison.
You're right, Steve. Mm-hmm. It's not good. Bad. Glad we worked our way through that.
Also, you get dessert with your final meal? I didn't know that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, why not? Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, you get appetizer.
See, guys, she's as dumb as me.
Appetizer too, if you want it.
I don't know. Did you add a dessert, hot wings?
I did.
Well, I said the entire menu, but
The Cheesecake Factory.
Because I love cheesecake, so that would be a great way to end.
Yeah, we'll mix in
20 of them.
Bomb Pop or something trashy for you?
No, I chocolate banana ice cream from TCBY. if you come with a push-up and not chocolate banana Arthur ice cream from TCBY, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah. Yogurt.
Yeah, wouldn't that be yogurt?
The country's best yogurt is what TCBY stands for.
That is not what the C stands for.
That stands for country.
Mm-mm. So you want the frozen yogurt of a noseless aardvark.
Okay.
Well, when you put it that way. Yes.
Yes, I still want that. It's good. Okay?
Riddled with syphilis.
It gives it that extra added flavor.
Well, listen to this last meal. I don't think any of us could consume it on a bet. Like, if you can eat all this and keep it down.
Okay.
For an hour, I'll give you $1,000 kind of bet. I don't think any of us could do it.
Like a death row inmate type thing?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So.
He was a bad dude.
I mean, he must be.
And so it's, this was some time ago, but it has, let's see. His last meal, apparently somebody just figured it out. So there's a new article about it.
So we're doing that. I'm assuming he's doing an appetizer, a main course, a dessert.
Steve, I don't even think you can qualify it that way.
Okay.
He's doing a main course, a main course, a main course, an appetizer, a main course, two desserts to drink, and then more.
Okay, so he basically did Cheesecake Factory menu.
Howing's pretty close.
Okay, all right.
This was his order, which was provided, and he ate most of it. One Pizza Hut medium super supreme deep dish pizza.
Dang.
Double portion, mushrooms, onions, jalapeno peppers, and pepperoni.
I mean, no offense to the Hut, but you're on death row and your go-to pizza is Pizza Hut?
It probably hadn't had the best life. So.
Yeah, I'm sure that
probably
was
fine dining.
Gourmet. Yeah.
Which, by the way, I love it.
Yeah.
He also ordered another pizza, regular portions, with three cheeses, olives, bell pepper, tomato, garlic, and Italian sausage. So two pizzas, one of which had double toppings for all of them.
Okay. All right.
Pizza man.
Okay, already too much.
He likes the pizza.
In addition, he had 10 8-ounce packs of Parmesan cheese, 10 8-ounce packs of ranch dressing.
Wait, what?
One family-sized sack of Doritos nacho cheese.
Okay, so he was
one 8-ounce jalapeno nacho cheese, 4 ounces sliced jalapenos.
How could anyone eat 80 ounces of Parmesan cheese?
I think he did this on purpose because when you die, your butt falls out.
I think
and
so.
I think he was counting on that to happen, and he was like, I'm going to make a splash.
Yeah. I mean, probably. And you're probably right, but
now you're going to be thirsty if you eat that much, right?
Oh, yeah.
You got to wash it down.
Really dried out by that much Parmesan cheese.
That's why he ordered two large strawberry shakes.
Yes.
And two 20-ounce cherry Cokes.
Oh, man.
I couldn't eat. There's no way any of us could eat just those four things.
No. In
and
out.
If you did all of this and it started coming out of you, you'd wish you were dead anyway.
Now, as a side, because that was his main course.
Yeah, you got to have something on the side. You got to have a vegetable.
Two supersize orders of McDonald's. So, yeah, got your taters.
Okay, great.
Extra ketchup and mayonnaise to dip them in.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then
your dairy and vegetables.
Finish it off. 2 pints of strawberry ice cream.
Didn't he have 2 milkshakes? Strawberry milkshakes?
Yeah.
The guy really likes fake strawberries.
Is that necessary?
Wow.
I mean, what's he going to do? Hit the treadmill the next day and burn it off? Who cares? He ate his last meal at 10 a.m. and he was given a lethal injection. Oh, I take it back.
He had all that for breakfast?
They gave it to him sometime mid-afternoon. By 90 minutes before his execution, he had eaten half of everything except the chips. It is unknown.
Yeah, just half of that is out. Just absurd.
It is unknown whether or not he was able to finish the rest before go time.
Oh, man.
What percentage of that food could you eat? 10%?
Maybe.
If he had eaten all of it, it would have been over 30,000 calories.
Well, it started with 2 full pizzas.
Yeah.
That's already impossible.
I mean, yeah. It's easy to chow Pizza Hut pizza for sure. You can probably eat more than you think you can because it's just that's great Maui food.
I bet I could eat a full Pizza Hut pizza.
But
no problem.
With a milkshake at the end, too. Yeah.
I don't think a milkshake. No.
Maybe, but maybe that's a lot.
Maybe one of the Cokes.
I'm still hung up on 80 ounces of Parmesan cheese. Yeah. Like, that is so much cheese. There's 16 ounces in a pound.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, that's a
80
lot.
80 ounces is 6 of these cups that I'm holding.
If, so if I was doing this, much. I would insist that I be on a scale the whole time because I would love to just watch the weight go up.
Yeah, one of those really fancy ones.
Yeah.
Really fancy.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.